in our books?
Yes. Yes, I have seen. Okay. But then I can nobody is going to have
it. You listen to the people yesterday.
And that is some question to good will.
Yeah.
But first I would like to express my thanks to you. This honor here to receive me. So I have different questions because I'm in such a difficult situation as I am very Indian doctrine. And this is a difficulty because I know them only through the books without the guru. And for instance, one of the first questions I had to put, Vishnu Purana is very similar in very point to the Srivast Bhagavata.
Yes, Vishnu Purana.
Is that practically, can it be considered that it is the same type of...
Yes, Vishnu Purana is Vaishnava Gita tradition.
It's the same.
There are 18 Puranas. Out of 15, 6 are Sattvic, and 6 are Rajasic, and 6 are Tamasic. Sattvic Purana, they are Vaishnava tradition. Vishnu Purana, Brahmanda Purana, Bhagavad Purana, Padma Purana.
I understood that the problem that Krishna is the original person of the Divine, but in Ramanuja or Vishnu Purana, it's the reverse. Vishnu is the
Kali. Krishna is Vishnu.
And Krishna is the avatar of
Krishna. Krishna is avatari. You have read Bhagavad Gita?
Yes,
of course. Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava. Find out this verse.
10 seconds.
Aham sarvasya prabhava matta karman pravachat. Iti matya bhajante maam bhuja bhava samannika. So, sarvasya, there are original three deities, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. So Krishna says, aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the origin of all.
Why to know this perfectly, engage in my devotional service, and worship you with all your hearts?
Yes,
love,
I know what it is in the Bhagavad Gita. Within the words of Brahma the Lord Krishna is Vishnu, which is the highest form. There is one question what I said to put that and also in the may I skip down?
Oh yes.
That would be much more.
Give me another time.
Then among the avatars which are described in the second and third book of Srimad Bhagavatam, there are two questions asked. There is Krishna himself who appears as his own avatar, the earth, Krishna, the other of Krishna.
Krishna, when he appears within this material world, that is also in the Bhagavatam, that he appears as Vishnu influence. But actually, Krishna is as in Brahma Samhita, it is stated, Jasya Ika Nishasita Kanam Akhara Lamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanatha. Vishnu Mahan ja iha kala visesh. You understand?
Yes.
Vishnu Mahan, Mahavishnu, jasya iha kala visesha gomindamadi purisam tamad. Ja the Mahavishnu, the origin of the material creation. There is Mahavishnu, the father ocean. From him, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu enters into each and every universe. Yashtrita Vishwashita Kalama Kavalamba Jivanti Loma Vilaja Jagadanna Natha. Jagadanna Natha is Brahma. So, he is produced from the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And this Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is expansion of Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu is Kalavishesha. Partial expansion of Krishna. Mahavishnu is breathing. So, taking advantage of that breathing, innumerable universes are generated. And each universe, there is a superintending deity, which is called Brahma. Yasya hi nishasita kala kalam atha avalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadanna natha. Many hundreds and millions of Brahmas are. They live only taking advantage of the breathing period of Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu is sub-plenary portion. First Krishna, then Balarama, then Sankarsan Pradyumna Aniruddha, Vasudeva Sankarsan, then from Sankarsan Narayana, then from Narayana again Chaturdhva, second Sankarsan Vasudeva Aniruddha, and from second Sankarsan is Mahavishnu. And from Mahavishnu, Karanodakshaya Vishnu. And from Karanodakshaya Vishnu, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. The Kshirodakshaya Vishnu is in each universe. He is the super soul. And when any incarnation comes within this world, he comes through Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. In that way, Krishna comes through pure sides. But this pure side is known in the expansion of the expansion of Krishna.
Yes,
he like that.
Now, Krishna spoke with Arjuna.
Huh?
It was the person of himself, or it was an incarnation. This Krishna which is in Bhagavad Gita.
Advaita Achyute Anadi Ananta Rupa. Krishna is one.
Yes.
Advaita Achyute. Imperfect. Anadi. He has no fault. Ananta Rupa. Ananta Rupa. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purikam. He is only Advaita Asuti Anadi Ananta Rupam Adhyam Purana Purikam Navajau Manasa. Still, he is just a fresh young boy. Govinda Adi Purisham Tamam Vriya. Govinda is Adi Purisham. Aham Adirhi Devana. Find out this verse. Aham Adirhi Devana. Ramanujaya has also admitted Krishna, the Supreme. Shankaracharya has admitted in his note on Bhagavad Gita, Sabhagavan Sayam Krishna.
Samividu Suragana Sabhavamana Maharshayaha Ahamadi Hidevanam Maharshinam Sutaravakaha. Neither the host of demigods, nor the great sages know my origin, for in every respect I am the source of the demigods and the sages.
Now, still concerned with two of the incarnations which I have discussed for me, this is the doctrine of personalism and of personal highest form of God. Now, among two of the incarnations, that is Kapila and Buddha. And Kapila is practically, finally the classical Sankhya is atheist.
Yes.
How could it be?
This is imitation Kapila. The original Kapila is Devahiti, son of Devahuti. Kapila.
It's what we can find in Bhagavad Gita.
Sumat Bhagavad.
That is Purusha from Prakriti.
Kapila, this Kapila is atheist Kapila, is a divine Kapila. Original Kapila is the son of Devahuti, son of Pargamuni and Devahuti. That is described in the third canto of Sumat Bhagavad.
Like it is in
his incarnation of Krishna. Kapila.
And now
and actually he enunciated Sankapila. And this Sankapila, which is known in Europe, among the European scholars, that is the atheist Kapila, not original Kapila.
Was not a true Kapila.
No.
And Buddha.
Buddha is Sattaru Sabata. We accept Lord Jesus Christ also, Saptavisham. Mahamman, Saptavisham. Saptavisamata means a living entity, especially empowered, and he preaches the philosophy on behalf. That is called Saptavisham. There are different types of avatar. Guna avatar, Mandantara avatar, Jiva avatar, Lila avatar. Saptavishavata, like that. They are describing the Chaitanya Chaitanya about the avatars. You find out teachings on Lord Chaitanya, avatars. New mind of avatars. Find out this chapter. Avatar is asankhya. It is compared, it says, in the river, the waves are flowing. You cannot count. Oh, the, what is that? Oh, avatar. Read that chapter.
Lord Chaitanya continues, expansions of Lord Krishna, who come from the material creation are called avatars or incarnations. Avatara means one who descends from the higher spiritual sky. In the spiritual sky, there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets, and from such a planet, The expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes to this universe, and therefore he is called Avatara. Avatara means to descend. The first descent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from the expansion from Karshan is the Purusha incarnation. This is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, both in the first canto, third chapter, as well as in the sixth chapter. It is said there that the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends as the first Purusha incarnation for the material creation, and he immediately manifests 16 elementary energies. He is known as Mahavishnu, lying in the causal ocean, and he is the original incarnation in the material world. He is the Lord of time, nature, cause and effect, mind, ego, and the five elements, the three modes of nature, the senses, and the universal forms. He is independent and the master of all objects, movable and immovable in the material world. The influence of material nature cannot reach beyond the Yoga or the causal ocean. And this is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, ninth chapter. On the Vaikuntha planet, there is no influence of the modes of material nature. There is no mixture of modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance. Neither is there any influence of material time. On those planets, the liberated associates of Krishna live eternally, and they are worshipped both by the demigods and the demons. The material nature acts in two capacities, as Maya and Pratana. Maya is the direct cause, and Pratana means the element of the material manifestation. The first Purusha avatar, Mahavishnu, glances over the material nature, and thereby the material nature becomes agitated, and the Purusha avatara thus impregnates matter with the living entities. By this glancing, consciousness is created, and consciousness is known as Mahatattva. The predominating deity of Mahatattva is Vasudeva. Consciousness is then divided into three departmental activities under the three gunas, or modes of nature. Consciousness in the mode of goodness is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, and the predominating deity is Aniruddha. Consciousness in the mode of material passion produces intelligence, and the predominating deity is called Pradyumna. He is the master of the senses. Consciousness in the mode of ignorance is the cause of production of the ether, the sky, and the cause of production of the hearing instrument, the ear. The cosmic manifestation is a combination of all these, and thereby the innumerable universes are created. Nobody can count how many universes there are. These innumerable universes are being produced from the pores on the body of Mahavishnu. It is also said that as innumerable atoms are coming and going through the holes in a window, so from the pores of the body of Mahavishnu, innumerable universes emanate. From his breathing also, innumerable universes are being produced and annihilated. All his energies are spiritual. They have nothing to do with material energy. In the Brahma Sanghita, it is also, this fact is also stated. In the 5th chapter, 54th verse, it is said that the predominating deity of each universe, Brahma, lives only during one breath of Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu, again, is the original supersoul of all the universes. He is also the master of the universes. That is the description of the first incarnation, known as Mahavishnu. The second Vishnu incarnation enters into each and every universe, and in each and every universe, he spreads water from his body, and on that water he lies down. From his navel, the stem of a lotus flower grows, and on that lotus flower, the first creature, Brahma, is born. Within the stem of that lotus flower, there are 14 divisions of planetary systems which are created by Brahma. In each universe, the Lord, as Vishnu, maintains the universe, tending to its needs. And although he is within the universe, the influence of the material energy cannot touch him. The same Vishnu, when it is required, takes the form of Lord Shiva and annihilates the cosmic Vishnu, is the master of the universe. And in each universe, there is a manifestation of the Garbhagrahasari Vishnu. Although he is within the material nature, still he is not touched by it. The third incarnation of Vishnu is also an incarnation of the mode of goodness. As the Kshiradakshari Vishnu, he is also the supersoul of all living entities, and he resides in the ocean of milk within the universe. Thus Lord Caitanya described Purusha avatars. Then he described the Leela avatars. He said that there is no count, no limit or count for the Leela or pastime avatars, but some of them may be described by the Lord. For example, Matsya, Kurma, Rakana, Nishinga, Bhamana, and Varaha. A description of the qualitative incarnations of Vishnu or Guna avatars is as follows. Brahma is one of the living entities, but he is very powerful on account of his devotional service. Such a primal living entity, by the influence of the mode of material passion, is situated as Brahma. He is made powerful by the Garbhodhakashayi Vishnu directly, and therefore Brahma has the power to create innumerable living entities. A description of Brahma is given in the Brahma Sangika 5th chapter, 50th verse. Brahma is likened to the valuable stones influenced by the rays of the sun, and the sun is likened to the supreme lamp. Although both lamps are of equal candle power, still one is accepted as the original, and the other is said to be kindled by the original lamp.
This is a very good example. There are many candles. Just like you ignite one candle, then from this candle another candle, another candle. So there are many thousands of candles. But each candle is of the same power, lighting power. That is still, the first one is called origin. So far the candle power is concerned, they are of equal length. But if then the first candle center and first candle.
Yes,
Deepati Deva hi gatan taram bhupetya Deepayati nahi katap pitarakti hetu. They are not derived from any other power. They are all Vishnu tattva. Deepati Deva hi gatan taram bhupetya Deepayati Jastrati Deva Vishnu prayati thati. This is the extension of Vishnu, Vishnu Kaya, Govinda Mahavishnu. He is always a reference, Govinda, Krishna, Govinda, Adi Purusham, Samam Maya.
Yet I still think of this problem, why Lord Krishna has to have an incarnation like Buddha, who was teaching the atheist.
Man were advocating there is no God. So he appeared before them and they are killing animals, like anything. So, Buddha then inaugurated the non-violence. So therefore, he is God himself and he is teaching there is no God. This is rather cheating.
Yes. Not teaching the cheating.
So sometimes, just that guy does not want to go to school. Now the teacher says, no, I don't require. Because this is nothing. So what do you think in your class? There's a cow. Now what is this? The leg. Then what is next? The second leg. What is this? Third leg. So he's teaching mathematics, but practically he says, don't require go to school. He just count the legs of the car. That's all. It is like that.
But now there are some schools of Buddhists who are worshipping Buddha like a god.
They don't accept Buddha as incarnation of God. But from Vedas we understand that he is in consciousness.
But he brought through to the world the Ahimsa, but I think Ahimsa appears already in the Bhagavad Gita. But there was Ahimsa also also might be changed.
Why is that? Because at that time, people are killing animals in the name of yoga. Just like in the Christian world, the order is not to kill, but still they are killing. So, this misuse of scriptural injunction is always going on a class of men there are, who abuse the scriptural injunction and go on with their own motive. So, there was a period when people under the protection of Vedas, because Vedas, animal sacrifice is recommended for certain purpose, to test the proper chanting of Vedic mantras. The animal was not killed. The animal was put into the fire, then again it would come out with new life. That is the proper chanting of the Vedic mantras. So, for that purpose, animal sacrifice, just like in biological laboratories, they experiment on the body of animals, frogs, guinea pigs. Similarly, a similar experiment was made, how the basic mantra is being properly chanted. The test was that animals should be put into the fire, and if the basic mantra is properly being chanted, then that animal would come with a new body. So, an old cow, a bull, was put, and he would come with a fresh body. That was the purpose. Now, later on, they began to eat meat by so-called animal sacrifice. In that period, Lord Buddha appeared. About him, it is description is there. Sadaya Hidaya Dar Sita Pasu Atam. Then, Lord became compassionate on the animals as they have been killed unnecessarily. So, Buddha, Lord Buddha, his only mission was to stop the sinful activities of animals, ahimsa, paramatma. He was teaching them. But these Laskars, they would show the evidence that the Christians said the Lord Jesus Christ ate fish or something like that. Because Lord Jesus Christ ate fish, therefore they should maintain sugar. This is the reason. The other day, somebody questioned me, and I say the killing of animals is sinful activity. So somebody questioned that Lord Jesus Christ ate fish, Yes. That he is powerful, he can eat the whole world, but you cannot eat it. You have to follow his instruction. What is that? He says, thou shalt not kill. So he shall follow his instruction, not his action. He is powerful, he can act somewhere or other according to circumstances. That is his business. Actually, that is the basic statement. That is like the sun can absorb the union. People pass union on the street and the sunshine absorbs the union, evaporates. The sky is still pure. Rather, the place where the union was passed, it becomes disinfected. Similarly, those who are powerful, Isha, godly, you cannot imitate their action. They are apparently doing something wrong, still they are pure. The same time. The sun is absorbing or evaporating the union. The sun is still pure. But if I imitate and lick up the union, that is not very good business. Similarly, we cannot imitate the path. We have to simply follow the instruction of the path. That is, that people and slight imitation, that is that very good reason? Suppose requires sometimes a peace. But that is sufficient reason to maintain dignity further on. Because Christ said, and we eat peace in the desert. Suppose there was no food, and he had to eat some peace. So, that is his business. He could do it. He's possible. But does it mean, on that strength, throughout the whole world, the Christians could maintain dignity up to that missionary first letter? This is it. So Buddha wanted to stop this nonsense. Who were eating and killing animals on the strength of Vedas. They did not know what is the meaning. But you say, in the Vedas it is stated, first of all, Malaya sister, the animals are created for being killed. And what purpose it is killed? Actually they wanted to satisfy their tongue by eating the flesh, but they would give very evidence. So, to stop this nonsense business, Buddha said that I don't care for your Veda. Nindati yagya vidheha shruti jatam. Shruti jatam means very hindrance. Yes. So, he condemned. No, I don't care for your Veda. So, he defied Vedic injunction. Because otherwise he could not establish the theory of non-violence. The violence, in a certain way, he recommended in the Veda. So, if he says no violence, then it is against Veda. That way he had to declare, I don't follow the Vedic injunction. And because he did not, he publicly declared that they don't follow Vedic injunction, therefore he is taken as atheist. Atheist means who does not take the authority of the Vedas. Nindasi yagya vidheha shruti jatam. But he did it. He's all powerful, he can do it. Why? Sadaya Ridaya, that is Siddha Pasukha, Keshavandhita Buddha Sarira, Jaya Jagini. We worship him like that. Keshavandhita Buddha Sarira, Jaya Jagini. From philosophical point of view, he is technically an atheist, but we must know, we know that he is God. He is God, incarnation of God.
I have been struck in Ceylon on seeing in Buddhist temples
Vishnu.
Yes.
Minang also has seen. They admit that Buddha is the incarnation of Vishnu. That is admitted in the Shastra. That means these Ceylonians are Minangis. Originally they knew that Buddha is the incarnation of Vishnu. In Ceylon you have seen. Similarly, I have seen in Penang also. Vishnu Murti.
And, but he said also the reduction of Buddha that man has not birth, doesn't exist as birth. Some moving elements, physical and psychical and non-reveals.
Person.
It is person.
Yes. He's person. But Buddha is person.
Yes, person. But the man is not person. That
is.
The man.
From Buddhist philosophy did not admit a spiritual personal identity to living being. And Buddhist philosophy was that we are simply this combination of chemicals.
Yes. That is unlike.
Chemical, psychical, but no continuous, no value.
That is no value, we say also.
Yeah, I think it's. I must say that in when comparing different religions, I see that, for instance, what I find here.
There is no different religion. As soon as one tries to understand different religion, he is to be concluded that he does not know what is religion. That religion cannot be different. Religion is one. God is one, and the order given by God, that is religion. But different means according to time and circumstances. This guy, Lord Buddha, he is giving the same belief. He is God, incarnation of God. He is asking, just obey me. The same philosophy is being taught by Krishna. Karanam. That is it. Buddha's address, Karanam. Obey me. But that is it. So, the religion is one who knows God and surrenders to Him, that is it. And anything that is all cheating. Anything else, that is all cheating. That is not it. This is it. God is one and surrender to God, that is it. Can you take any religion? It doesn't matter. See, if one has God, what is God and how to surrender to Him, that is it.
But I noticed that, for instance, our Christian approach to
and Christianity, they also recommend surrender to God.
It is nearer to your approach than, for instance, I don't know, the Kevala Advaita, where Nirguna Brahman is a higher form of than
Nirguna Brahma. It's like, here we have got this example. It is New Zealand Lake, and a few steps after
Geneva Lake,
and a few steps after France.
Because France is at the border of Geneva Lake also.
Yes.
Therefore, sometimes it's considered French.
So, the sky is one. Sky is one. So, in the sky, in the atmosphere, where God is forgotten, so that is called material sky. And the sky where God is not forgotten, that is spiritual. This place, the sky is one and the sun is one. But when your eyes are covered by cloud, you say the cloudy sky. The sky is not cloudy. The sky is one. It is always clear. But some portion of the sky, there is cloud, and you say, and this is cloudy. Similarly, materialism means when you forget Krishna, and when you know Krishna, and ask for Krishna, and that's it.
Now one question still. Why in Rigveda there is not even the name of Krishna?
Oh yes, Vishnu, there is. Vishnu and Krishna are already, there is not
Vishnu. Vishnu, yes, but not the name of Krishna.
Huh? No, in Akhavdabhaya there is name of Krishna.
Vishnu, yes, I know the
Because that is required in every Veda, that should be. Because the Upanishad, the impersonal strength, negation of the material
yes.
There is negation, there is no positivity. So, when you come to the positivity, then you can understand Krishna. Goloka nāmi nidhāmi nitaleta tasya devi mahesa haridhāmu sutesu pesu tete prabhāva nishaya bhitāsya jena govindam hāvikmitam tamāmi. So you cannot understand the Goloka nāmi nidhāmi nitaleta tasya. The Goloka nāmi planet, where it is. Then you do not know very well how many planets are in this material world. Think, very distant, 93 million miles away. But we have got little heat and light. We are satisfied. Okay. But if you have got the capacity, to learn this planet, the planet, go to the moon planet, go to the sun planet. Tell you the fact that the planet is in your front, where can you go? Why? Why is it important to go? It is material. So you cannot go in the material planets, what to speak of the spiritual planets. So for them, this much knowledge, sun time is life, that's all. Nothing more. They cannot understand the poor man.
But I'm struck that, for instance, for us in the West, the idea of personal God is strongly rooted in our consciousness.
Yeah, but because Christ, he was strong, he directly gave you the idea of personal God. Because personal God is the origin. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bharvaniti, Sarva. He described the same example. The sun God, the sun planet, and the sun sky, they're one. They're not different. But still, this is impersonal, that is localized, and within the sun globe, there is sun God.
Yes.
So, sun God is the origin of this light. Similarly, Krishna is the, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, he is the origin of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhum, matta sarvam. That's the fact. But people with poor fund of knowledge, they cannot understand. Therefore, stop. This is why it's so much. Just like Lord Buddha, he did not explain anything about God. He said, just obey me, stop this animal spirit. That's a dispatch. Sufficient for it. That's all. That lower class students, 1 plus 2 equals to 3, 2 plus 2 is a that much matter, not higher matter. Higher matter is not possible to understand. But there is higher matter. Not 1 plus 2 or 2 plus 3, not there, there is still higher matter. But that is not meant for them. That is the explanation for what? Those who are or substance, insufficient of this, they cannot understand the Supreme, absolutely. That is also one part. Bhavanam janmanavante jnanavan maham prapadya. After many, many births, when one is actually in full knowledge, he can understand Krishna and Sanatana. Vasudhi is all we need. Some Atma to do. So, Vedas and scriptures are there differently, according to different conditions. Now, what Jesus Christ was teaching as a people, you can understand. The first injunction is love shall not kill. So, what class of men they were? Yes, you can understand. Otherwise, while he is first of all telling, does or not he? The Muhammad also said, from this day there is no sex with the mother. So just see what we are saying. So according to class of men, there should be teaching. Similarly, Buddha also, Lord Buddha said, no, no, there is no God. Just try to understand me. Go away, yes sir. It has to be done then.
Still, so two questions I have to remain. One is quite a small question. I have read in your commentary to the chastisement of Jonah, killing of Jonah, where it was that violence for the right cause is better than the so-called non-violence. Now, I want to ask, for instance, to find that non-violence or like Gandhi, it was wrong.
In Gandhi, he was a great man of future. He was a politician.
Yes, but in his,
Gandhi, actually, he did not know it.
Yes, he read Bhagavad Gita in English.
There was no nonsense. There was no Krishna. There was no Mahabharata. Kurukshetra. Yes, isn't that? That is the process of India, to chant the name of Krishna.
Yes.
Every Indian has got an initial propensity. But actually, Gandhi did not know anything about spiritual science. He has qualities. Yes. That's one Bengal governor, he was from Australia, Mr. K.G. See, he is a human. But Gandhi is a politician among the centric person or a centric person among the politicians. He said he was nice. His Maya principle character is very good. That is to be taken by the politicians. But so far as spiritual knowledge is present, that is me.
But non-violence is not well in any
other case. Non-violence, actually, that is the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. What do you mean by non-violence? Because you are not this body. Suppose if I tear out your skull, does it mean that you are killed? So those who are in the bodily concept of man, this body, for them this kind of fighting or killing is violence. It is violence. But the thing is, there is sometimes necessity. It's like every state maintains the military force, the police force. What is it? The violence demand. The violence. That is to explain to the Bhagavad Gita. Paritranaya sadhana. Suppose you are attacked by some rogue, and if somebody comes and kills you, there is a necessity. There is a necessity. If you say that I am non-violent, it is foolishness. It is foolishness. Vinashaya to duskita. Those are rogues and cultists. They should be killed. They should be stopped by violence. So violence is required sometimes. Violence is not there. But it is not to be used ordinarily.
But this young boy who was asking what to do with the fascists yesterday, he wanted to prepare the violence to fight against the fascists. Remember?
The possible thing is, that our principle is vinashaya to duskita. Those who are sinful, slow to kill. Now, we have to judge whether the fascist is sinful or the person who is attacking the fascist is sinful. If both of them are of the same category, then what to use violence and to use number. Now, formerly, there was fight between nation to nation. And now, we have seen in Italy, it was wrong. Now, they are fighting among themselves. Among themselves. Now they will fight in the family. So people are becoming so degraded, they require all to be killed.
Yes.
The fascists and the non-fascists and these are everyone. And that is being prepared, the atomic bomb. They will be all killed, nature's way. You see, they have become so sinful. I'm speaking these things because you are sinful. The civilization, modern civilization, everyone is addicted to intoxication, everyone is to everything, everyone is illicit sex, everyone is addicted to gambling. They are very pure person. They require all three things, fascists and non-fascists. Because according to Bhagavad Paritranaya Sadhana, Virasadhana, all these people under different names.
This is violence for the violence sake, practically.
So people are so degraded. And there is no education. And there are so-called leaders. They are themselves degraded. They are themselves blind. So what is the position of the present society? Very precarious. Therefore, at the end of Kaliyuga, people will be more and more degraded. There will be no more teaching. Krishna will come and Kalki all that simply. Finished.
But we have still 4,000 years of Kaliyuga.
Not 4,000, 400.
400.
Yes. So, yes, the time is coming. And now, in the past year, killing is going on. You drop this atom bomb is ready. have got, I have got, I drop on you and you drop on me, in both of us. This is beneficial. People are so dizzy. So unless one takes to Krishna consciousness, there is no possibility of being saved. There is an example that grinding meal. You know grinding meal? Yes, and the grains are put in it. And they are all smashed. But one grain who takes into attention the Bible, it is not mismatched. Similarly, the modern civilization, everyone is mismatched. And one takes the center, one center, Krishna consciousness. Kondya pradhyani nani bhaktaptanasukti. So, best thing is to take center of Krishna seriously. Same means, this is same. If you simply understand Krishna, Janma, Karma, Krishna appears, disappears. Krishna was here also, in the battlefield or in other places. Krishna, well actually, in study Krishna book, beginning from the birth up to the point of his being this world, full of activities. Not that, because his God is sitting in one place. No. Full of activities. In all different spheres of life. Arts, philosophy, politics, sociology, military arts, everything, complete. That is Krishna. That is Krishna. If you would have appeared as Vishnu with 400, then you have to take all your suggestion. Not that. Therefore, he appeared with two hands like human beings. Abhijananti manamurhas, manasin sarumas. So, simply he understands what are the activities of Krishna, then he is eligible to go back home. We are teaching that. Try to understand Krishna and all problems of life solve. You go back to home.
Everything is done by Krishna. We have only the rules for him.
Everything is done by Krishna, that's all right. But Jesus Amantapam, as he wants Krishna to do, he says only just surrender to him. He wants that. But you want so many things, therefore he gives that with it. All right, do it at yours. He doesn't want. He says, give up all this nonsense. So the man wants this. Mahamaya Kamsam, just surrender. That he wants. But he just will not do that. He wants to do something else. But I cannot do without his sanction. Therefore his sanction. That means Krishna does it. But I want to do, simply I want his sanction. Therefore, how come it causes mercy, taking his honest it? But you have to get the result of it.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. It was really extremely useful to understand some problems.
How many students do you have?